Jose Somalo, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, thank you, Sophia.
So for listeners not familiar with OI, your publication has been around in Delaware for nearly 25 years. What was your goal in founding OI in Delaware, and what did the Spanish language media landscape look like here when you entered it, and how's it changed?
So really at the beginning, there when I came, I moved to Delaware. That was in the kind of early, mid-90s. I first arrived to Delaware in 93, and there was no Hispanic media. And as a matter of fact, the number of Hispanic people was very fairly limited. And so at that point, the only thing that we had in Spanish, and I can relate more in the southern part of the state, there was a radio program on Saturdays, and two people, Eloina Alonso and Carlos Morales, and that was the only thing that we had in the area. Even though it was not my goal to establish a Hispanic newspaper, we got involved with a small group and started a newspaper, and we saw a huge need for that. That was, economically, was a total disaster because one person was kind of taking the little money that was arriving. So that that venture lasted on a few months. So from there, I gained enough insight into how to get into opening a newspaper and I ventured to open Hoy in Delaware, and that was in June 1996. So at that point, we were really, really the first one. That newspaper that I mentioned, that was in existence for a very few months, was more of a local, regional, more of a local newspaper in Sussex County. And I realized that was not enough economically. So I decided to open a newspaper statewide. It was kind of a huge task for a small business. So I decided that the only way to do that was to do it on a monthly basis. But we have been embracing a web page, and that was in the 2005, 2006, around that time. And from there, social media started. Facebook was kind of the social media of choice by our community. As a matter of fact, and the number of people in our community, the penetration, to say, that Facebook has in the Hispanic community is even larger than in the regular established community. So we have focused not only on the newspaper, of course, that is the main thing, but as far as getting the contents in between the month to month, we had the webpage and on a daily basis, and almost every couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, we are putting on Facebook.
So I guess pivoting to current events and the situation that we find ourselves in, when did you at OI realize that this virus was hitting the Hispanic and Latino communities in Sussex County hard?
To begin with, both the editor, Virginia Esteban, and myself are from Spain, from Madrid. So Madrid has been hit very, very hard. So when the first huge outbreak started in Italy, that was Spain kind of in Europe, the next place, and especially in Madrid, in our city. So we realized and we started putting that together. That had a lot of similarities with the 1918 outbreak, the so-called wrongly so-called Spanish flu. Since we are from Spain, we have been and many times blamed for certain things. It had a lot of similarities of, and we said, this is coming to us. This is coming. There is no way that that is not going to stop. To the rural areas, since we are more separated, and obviously it would make sense that it's not going to hit us as hard. What has been a little surprise is how hard has hit now the southern part of the state. But looking at how some people work at certain workplaces that are considered essential, and there is no surprise.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I'm curious about, is specifically with the audience that you guys serve, did you get kind of a sense that that community was being hit harder than other communities in Delaware before, say, some of the, you know, English language media sources were reporting it, or before even the state had been aware?
Well, as I said, and when in the early stages, and even we started posting certain things in social media, especially, and even we were there was another Hispanic media that kind of started making fun of us, and that with our community we knew that that was coming, and. I made a couple of questions to some press conferences with the governor, and we taped them on our end, the questions, and we asked them specifically about what how the state is going to be working with the chicken processors, because I have been working for that industry for 13 years in different capacities. So since it is considered essential, we knew that we have to take care of those workers and those facilities, because as I said, we are not isolated from it is not like the Hispanic community lives in one world and the Anglo or the established community lives in another one. No, we interact and we live in the same world. Even we kind of a first video that we did out of Dover, that was the same day or the next day after the state of emergency for Delaware was implemented, and we said, and it does not make any sense that for the COVID test that you have to go to the doctor, and we were very critical of that, and does not make any sense, and not only the Hispanic community, but those that don't have a lot of income, and could be some parts of the African American community, Hispanic community, and some of the white community that may not have the resources, and in rural areas of Delaware, accessing a doctor is many people don't have a primary doctor. So asking people that you are feeling sick and you have to go to a doctor just to prescribe, and when the doctor offices are closed and you have to call, you have to find they have to find a doctor just to prescribe that you are okay to go to a place, doesn't make any sense to me at all.
So one of the things the state, you know, like the governor's office and the Division of Public Health have been emphasizing is that in responding to the outbreak in Sussex, particularly the Latino communities there and the poultry processing industry, that they're trying to improve communication to these communities. And they've mentioned working with trusted community partners, Spanish language media and radio, and getting the message out. So I'm wondering, has OI been called on specifically to serve this role?
Yes, because even at the state level in Spanish, we are the only, we are not the only media, but we are the one that has been here for many years. So we have been receiving information from the state, plus the information that the state has been, and I think they have been fairly straightforward to sending some information, even though even at the beginning we were followers and readers, they were asking us, and how, if you could make this information available on this and that, and we as the state, and we were not the only ones asking for that information, but the state kind of reacted and started giving us a little bit more information by zip code, so we knew in Sussex is much larger geographically. So saying that you have 100 cases in Sussex, good, but is at the beach, is in Seaford, it is in the middle in Georgetown, it is in the southern part in Selbyville, it is in the northern part in Milford. So it is very wide. So thankfully, and we were kind of, and that was kind of, I think, the first way to start it, pinpointing where the infection, the pandemic was hitting in Sussex. There is a local hospital that we last week we had a little strong conversation saying, and we are here. We have been here for many years. We are. You see our newspaper continues to be distributed, but you see our webpage and you see our social media that we are putting things on. right away. And you have not even given us information. There was some test on Sunday that was performed by several partners, and they were not even sending us the information. So we said, hey, everybody else is sending us the information. You're doing some test on the community in Georgetown on the street, and that was a walking test. And it is on the same block that we have our southern office, and you are not even giving us the information. So thankfully they corrected that, and they started and sending us that information. Don't set us aside, and we are not asking for any be the only ones, but include us with everything else.
So I'm curious if you guys, being more plugged into the Hispanic communities in Delaware, are noticing elements of this big coronavirus story in Delaware that the English language news media are missing. It kind of feels like we're all just reporting on one big story right now and, you know, coming up with different angles to look into. But what do you feel is being underreported?
Well, there is one. The thing that now we are finding more and more, because there are quite a few more people infected, I think that the thing that is totally unreported, but it's not, I think in this situation, it is happening more in the Hispanic community, but this is not different from any other, like in Madrid. There is quite a few people that have the symptoms, and they have not gone to a test. And we know of, they are calling us people that are, several people that are, some people that we know, some people that we do not know, that they are telling us, and I have the symptoms, and I've been through this. I'm counted by the state? No, because I have it. My wife or my husband or my partner has it as well, and we are suffering this at home. And the majority of the Hispanic community is fairly young in comparison to the general population, especially here in Sussex. So they have a larger chance of getting through and getting better. So we know of a lot of people that have not gone to a test. And and the other interesting thing is that and I was talking with the other day, and we were in Newcastle from our office in Wilmington, and we were talking with a few business owners, Hispanic business owners, and the situation there is very different. And even though many people continue to work in the mushroom farms in the Kenneth Square, but the way that kind of work, which I do not know as well as I know the chicken processing, it requires people to be working at a fairly distance one from the other. So they may have be as a deterrent, or so the infection has not pass from people to people, just because of the type of work they do, those workers that are considered essential. So I was talking with a business owner that is involved, Hispanic business owner in Wilmington, that is involved in many, many activities. They have some soccer, indoor soccer facilities, and he said, I do not know anybody in a Hispanic community in Wilmington which has this. There are some Hispanic people that has that are infected, but in the southern part is a completely different story. And I mean, we know a lot of people, and we know that there are more people because they are calling us once they recover. Hey, I've been, and I wanted to tell you that I've been sick for 10 days. I'm very, very sick, and we have tried to avoid to go to the hospital, and successfully we have combated the COVID-19.
So, last question. Do you feel that OI's mission or purpose has changed since the pandemic began affecting Delaware?
I would say no. It has changed the focus for a moment, but I know, because we like to say that we are a community media, and this is the major big thing. But it's been other things, like when we had some hurricane arriving to the area, people, and especially many people in our community, is first generation. So even though some we may speak some English, and but we feel more confident and understanding and getting the feedback in our own language. So and we have been doing that, and they see us, and they are working, and our community is working. So they don't have the time to be researching here or there, but they can look on our Facebook page through their phone, that even though they may not have internet, but they have a phone, a larger phone. So as far as the mission has not changed, and I think it has made clear what we do. And even though we have been 24 years, but as far as on our Facebook page, and we are in the forefront and covering information up and down the state.
Jose Somalo, thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay, thank you, Sofia.